Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1013. Visible translated text is as follows. Pollard CL Financial Sheet examined by, page 99. Testimony as to, page 99. Would require exceeding 3 hours, page 99. Pride Arthur. C, page 184. Always worked on second floor, page 134. Except Saturdays, page 134. On Saturdays, all over factory, page 134. Conley, Jim, character of very bad, page 134. Never associated with Conley, page 134. Never saw Conley watching door on Saturdays, page 134. Elevator can be heard when machinery stopped, page 134. Makes roaring noise, page 134. Motor makes loud noise, page 134. Can hear while hammering going on, page 134. Saturdays has not missed one since July 1912, page 134. Worked until 4:30 p.m., an all-over factory, page 134. Never saw any women or drinking in office, page 134. Never saw Conley watching door, page 134. Quinn, Lemmy, page 106. April 26th, went to factory to see Schiff, page 107. Often went to factory holidays, page 107. Witness found doors unlocked, open, page 107. 12:20 p.m., reached Frank's office, page 107. Might have been 12:25 p.m., page 107. Saw nothing of Conley, Montine Stover, nor deceased, page 107. Barrett, RP, pointed out spot, page 106. Asked Quinn about reward, said he had been told he had good chance for reward, page 106. One man told him he could get $2,700, another $4,500, page 106. Frank, Leo M. Never spoke to deceased, page 107. Hair found on lathe, page 106. Could not tell color, page 106. Only 6 or 8 strands, page 106. No blood spots where hair found, page 107. Haskellene always all over the floor of metal room, page 106. Metal room floor very dirty, page 106. Could not tell whether spots were blood, paint, or varnish, page 106. Never cleaned at all, page 106.